To stop that, dear, no, because it's not the record at all, it's the deck. But we will come back to it, I promise that. And apologies to anybody taping there. Apologies, but that was absolutely crazy. But we will rectify that in a few moments. But in the meantime, in case I forget, to send greetings to my own sister, that's Gay, her husband, Andy, to my sister-in-law, Terry, and to my brother, Fergus, and Eric and Barbara, their children, and to my mum. So I tried to say what to my mum want, but I know a number she particularly loves, and so, Gay, you're going to have to accept this number as well, the same as Ferg. It's a number my mum loves. It's sung by Fema Gorman, and it's called Lament for Sean South.
The Shannon waters flow, a lad of friends barren, as everybody knows. He loved his native language because it was his own. Oh, let Irish men remember well Sean South of Garry.
Fema Gorman and Sean South of Garry Owen. Now I have to send out greetings. We send out greetings to Jackie M. Brady Kennedy, also to Tommy Rourke, to Brenda Mulcahy. Good gosh, I worked with me in O'Burnell's Mineral Waters at one time. Season's greetings to each and every one of you. And to Paddy Nolan. And Paddy, thank you very much indeed. Now, there's somebody else I have to play for, and that is that sound man himself, who's done a great job for me, and Tommy. Well, Tommy, son of Joe and Brady. Well, the little number coming up is from a person who was on the airwaves here at Radio Lemony for quite a while, and he certainly was enjoyed, and that was Father Cletus. And here we have Fayo, Father Cletus, just to tell us how Paddy got to heaven.
Last night, I was invited by some friends of mine to dine. Some lobster salad we did eat, and drank both beer and wine. We drank each other's health oft times, and wished each other luck. We drank and kept on drinking till the hour of two it struck. I bid my friends good morning, went home and got to bed. I had a very funny dream. I dreamt that I was dead. That the hour of repentance had now forever gone, I saw an angel stand above, and I was beckoned on. We moved so fast that I imagined we moved on roller skates, and suddenly I found myself outside the golden gates.
"What brings you here?" says Peter. "You know the glutton sin debars you here forever. You cannot enter in."
So I passed along in silence and hung my head in shame, while Peter's clerk, who sat close by, wrote "lost" beneath my name. Then came an ancient Hebrew with a satchel in his hand, and straight in front of Peter he boldly takes his stand. And he said, "Well, holy Saint Peter, I tell you what I do. I have jewelry fit for the angels, I will auction them to you. I would sell on the higher system, but that would just be sin. So I let you have them at half price, if you'll only let me in." "Go get thee gone," says Peter, "why comest thou to me? You serve the devil while on earth, now see if he'll serve thee. Toe the line." So he had to stand and toe the line, just the same as me. Then came an old Italian, who while he was alive, sold very bad bananas, as little as 3 for 5. And he said, "Well, holy San Pietro, I tell you what I do. I grinded organs once to live, I have lots of ammonish too. I am a no rob, I am a no steal, and I never on the path walk to throw banana peel. Once a very fine clothes shop I had, my goods were fine and strong. And just to show you, Peter, I had an overcoat, but I forgot to take it along."
"You acted wise," says Peter, "for surely you must know there's little need for overcoats in the place where you will go. Toe the line." So he had to stand and toe the line, just the same as me.
Then there came a Frenchman from the city of Paris, who from drinking wine and absinthe was a piteous sight to see. And he said, "Well, only Saint Peter, at last I've come to you, and if you'll have some patience, I tell you what I do. I set up shop in London once, to make one grand living I have tried, but I failed, and in the River Thames I committed the suicide."
"Oh," says Peter with horror, "your chances are but small. That suicide I might have overlooked, but the Thames, that settles all. Toe the line."
So he had to go and toe the line just the same as me. Then came a regular dandy, a boy who was never rude, who promenades old Connell Street and is known as Dandy Dude. And he said, "Why, Peter, old chap, any apartment here to let? I really am exhausted. Would you have a cigarette?" "You don't smoke, Peter. Oh, that's too thin. But be a good Peter. Do pray. Let me in."
"Go get thee gone," says Peter. "Admit you I never can. "This is no place for monkeys. 'Twas only made for man. Toe the line." So he had to stand and toe the line just the same as me. And then there came the best of all, a son from Aaron's Isle. And he saluted Peter with a very gracious smile. And he said, "Well, holy Saint Peter, I scarce can stand up straight. Will you open the gates and tell your clerk to show me to be safe?" "Not so fast," says Peter. "Your case must first be tried, and I must see your passport before you get inside." "Then hurry on," says Paddy, "or for supper I'll be late." And as he spoke, he threw his old cap inside the golden gate. "Go get thy cap," says Peter, "thou sacrilegious lout." When Paddy got inside the gate, he locked St. Peter out, and shouting through the keyhole, "I'm master now," says he, "but I'll give you heaven and the key if you set all Ireland free."
Fine old Great is my shame. My own children have sold their mother. I am Ireland. I am lonelier than the old woman of Bear.
Well, we got it right that time, thank God, the Flying Column and Four Green Fields. And just before that, Father Titus written How Petty and Got to Heaven. Now, in case I forget, we're coming very near the end indeed, very, very near. But to everyone listening to Alf, I'd like to play the next number for each and every one of you out there. It's a lovely little number indeed. It's from, take a look, Alf, did you? Dublin City Ramblers. So to each and every one of you. Dublin City Ramblers, and that for each and every one of you still listening. Well, our second last number coming up here at Radio Limni. I picked a number for some reason or other. It got catchy with you and the Irish programme. You got a kick out of it, and not out to hurt anyone or anything like that. But some Irish numbers we should play, others maybe not. But at least I can be on record as saying that any Irish record that I have played has never, ever been banned. on the national airwaves. So, cannot be criticized for that, thank God. So, our second last number coming up, and of course it has to be from Fee McGorman.
Well, Ireland is a very funny place, sir. It's a strange and a troubled land. And the Irish are a bloody funny race, sir. Every girl's in common a man. Every doggy has a tri-coloured ribbon tied firmly to its tail. And it wouldn't be surprising if there'd be another rising, says the man from the Daily Mail. Every bird upon my word is singing treble. I'm a rebel. Every hen and jay, they're laying hand grenades over there, sir. I declare, sir. And every cock in the farmyard stock crows a triumph for the gale. Well, if you tried to show them, they would shoot you as a yeoman, says the man from the Daily Mail. Well, the other day I travelled down to Clare, sir, and I spied at an old boreen. Such a squad of right and busy ganders there, sir, dressed in orange, white and green. They march to the German Gustav as the whistle grind your wheel. Oh, I'm shaking in my shoes as I'm sending out the news, says the man from the Daily Mail. Oh, the place it is seething with sedition. It's Sinn Féin through and through. All the peelers, they are joining local units, and the password's Sinn Féin too. Every doggy has a tri-coloured ribbon tied firmly to its tail. And to cause you some more sorrow, shall it change within the morrow, says the man from the Daily Mail. Every bird upon my word is singing treble. I'm a rebel. Every hen and jay, they're laying hand grenades over there, sir. I declare, sir. And every cock in the farmyard stock crows a triumph for the gale. Well, if you ever tried to show them, they would shoot you as a yeoman, says the man from the Daily Mail.
Fee McGorman and man from the Daily Mail. Well, time to say goodbye to you. And we'd say our goodnights as per usual, of course, but we say goodbye. But before we say goodbye, I will be leaving you with one record, which we'll give you the name of in a few moments. But first, I would like to take the opportunity to thank each and every one of you for your listenership. Tremendous people indeed, great people, and made it all so worthwhile for me. Whilst doing programs, tremendous response, tremendous people. But I would have to single out a person, we don't like picking names, but I'd have to single out and thank John Frawley for giving me the opportunity to communicate with you. And to John, deeply indebted, and thank you very much indeed. Greetings to all the staff of Radio Lemony, to those who were with Radio Lemony and have gone. Very, very happy Christmas to you. Great bunch to work with, I can assure you. Tremendous characters, tremendous crack, and some of the sports sites will tell you if you know any half of what goes on here, you'll be amazed how a record gets out at all. Tremendous indeed, and great lads indeed to work with. And God is good, you never know, we'll meet the lads around the town anyway. Don't like having the job of closing the station. It's not the nicest job that I got to do, but again, thankful that we're here just even to do it, but not the easiest, I can tell you. I'm trying to think of my last record there. But once again, thank each and every one of you out there. You were tremendous people. You give a person there, you could be sitting here a bit fed up next to the phone ringing, some person is like, you'll give out to maybe even, but that was even better. So thank each and every one of you indeed. And to all at Radio Lemony, the staff here and their families, a very, very happy Christmas. And that is it from Radio Lemony, from Alf. After I say me good nights, because I'm going to stick to say me good nights, because our special thoughts, as usual, and our good nights, wishing each and every one of you a very, very peaceful and restful night. Should go to the hospital. So please God, to everyone in hospital, a night without pain, night of rest, and please God, your stay not too long at all in that hospital. To all our night shift workers, particularly here, we single out our guardians of the law, the Garda Síochána. Thank you once again, lads, in anticipation of minding yours, and hopefully a quieter night for you. In fact, when I come in to work tonight, it wasn't too quiet for some of the lads. They were rather busy. A car accident just up near me, and those lads were rather busy indeed. So, lads, hopefully the rest of the night can go nice and quiet for you. To all those connected with the hospitals, like the kitchen staff, the porters, our nurses and our doctors, and those ambulance drivers that get us there, please God, nothing to do tonight that you could relax, hopefully. To all those in the fire station, people there having to work around the Christmas, we forget about those. Please God, lads, this should be quiet time for you, and that things will just go nice and handy. To our defence forces there at the jail, to our wardens and to the prisoners, very, very good night and peaceful night and to you. To our lads on security work, who has to work over the Christmas as well, a very, very quiet night tonight for you. And I will not forget you out in Shannon on control tower. Hopefully, lads, all going safe again. And thank you once more. Good night to you. To our cabmen and taximen, please God, lads, you be kept busy tonight. Well, that ends transmission from Radio Limni. And you have to be careful here. So used to saying what I say, I close down and then I slip up and say, seeing you again, which we won't, of course. So that ends transmission from Radio Limni. And I know on behalf of all the lads connected with Radio Limni, they would like to thank you very, very sincerely indeed for your cooperation and your faithfulness to a lot of the programmes. Everyone has their own particular favourite lads, and I know they would wish you a very, very, very peaceful and happy Christmas. In Shindara and Clare do Radio Limni, Tommy Lani Buek, Nadadina, Eturn Tartan of Os and Clare, Goramila Mahagut and Galair. I will tell you what I'm finishing with. I think it was very appropriate. It's from Barleycorn, and it's my last farewell. Bye-bye, take care, and God bless.
Dearest Mother, I am writing just to say I won't be home. There's something that I have to do, and I must do alone. They took me and they put me in this lonely prison cell. Tonight my thoughts are with you as I say my last farewell. So say goodbye to Margaret, Mary, Bridget, and Michal. I have no words to tell you how much I'll miss you all. And though I may not show it, you know I've loved you well. So in my final letter, I will bid my last farewell. Dearest brother, won't you take good care of all the folks for me? Go home to Rathfarnham on the day they set you free. I was happy when you stood by me in all that we've been through. No one has ever had so true a brother such as you. So say goodbye to Margaret, Mary, Bridget, and Michal. I have no words to tell you how much I'll miss you all. And though I may not show it, you know I've loved you well. So in my final letter, I will bid my last farewell. Dearest mother, it's so very sad that now we have to part. To understand the reasons will trouble your poor heart. I have told you since I was a boy, it was my destiny to die a true brave soldier, so that one day you'd be free. So say goodbye to Margaret, Mary, Bridget, and me all. I have no words to tell you how much I'll miss you all. And though I may not show it, you know I've loved you well. So in my final letter, I will bid my last farewell.
Far away from home, then